Although the business is relatively new to Squamish, daytime cycling has been spinning around in the head of the owner, Greg Day, for quite some time. "I've been thinking about this idea for a couple of years now," he recalled. He put together a business plan, and once it was viable, he found a space for it to go on Government Road near the Queensway intersection. "The build-out of everything was tricky because it was all new to me. I acted as a general contractor, which might have been a mistake," he said with a hearty laugh. "I sure learned a lot." But, Day said, from the time he grabbed the keys until it opened was only a few months, as it opened its doors around February 2022. Ever since then, the business has been thriving. "It became very apparent the second we opened," he said. "The service shop is busy." From a business standpoint, daytime cycling operates with two sides. It has a full-service, year-round maintenance shop plus retail, which Day said is capable of servicing mountain, gravel and road bikes. "Then the other side of our businesses is our indoor cycling studio, where we train everything from professional athletes, to weekend warriors, to people who just want to have a fitness class," he said. With a background in bike racing, Day is one of the coaches, but there are also about 8 to 10 other coaches who coach a variety of classes for everyone, including a class specifically for youth aged 12 to 18. "I've been trying hard to work on making sure that our spin studio is super inclusive," said Day. "We want people to come in and work hard, and do the best that they can to get the most out of the class." The studio side is set up with a couple of washrooms to change into the proper attire, a towel during the class, and even shoes for riders to use if they don't have any of their own. Day said riders only need comfortable clothes to ride in and a water bottle. Now at the beginning of the winter months, the spin studio is in full swing and will be until late March or early April. "I've got more people here enjoying our space," he said. "And that's been really, really nice." After April, the spin studio area will switch to retail to coincide with the nicer weather and more people heading outside. Day said this year, they will have bikes for sale, which is a new addition, along with other apparel and accessories. "That's where a lot of my energy is going at the moment to get that out," he said. Ultimately, Day called opening the business challenging and stressful, considering there were still many COVID-19 restrictions at the time. But just shy of a year later, he said it invigorates him to be able to share his passion for bikes and spin classes with others. "When I'm coaching a class, and I watch people work hard, I love that. It fires me up, it gets me really excited," he said. "Regardless of what their goal is, that hard work will pay off in some way. It's really, really cool to see that happen." For more information about daytime cycling, visit daytimecycling.com. Editor's note: The Squamish Chief is piloting a new business beat based on feedback from readers. We will be covering some brand new, independent business openings and closings, among other things, as our time and resources allow. To be considered for this pilot project, please email news@squamishchief.com.